Bible on the table. Its pages worn and hard to read, but the family Bible on the table will ever be my key to memories. At the end of day, when work was over, and when the evening meal was done, Dad would read to us from the family Bible, and we'd count our many blessings one by one. I can see us sitting round the table when from the family Bible Dad would read, and I can hear my mother softly singing, Rock of Ages, Rock of Ages, left for me. Now this old world of ours is filled with trouble. This old world would also better be if we found more Bibles on the table and Mother singing, Rock of Ages, left for me. I can see us sitting round the table when from the family Bible Dad would read, and I can hear my mother softly singing, Rock of Ages, Rock of Ages, left for me. Rock of Ages, Rock of Ages, left for me.
Things don't change that fast, and that's one good reason why you shouldn't say, can't in every moment trying to resist. Time is just a vacuum, but at that it don't mince words. We could buy the hour, timing's getting worse. Watching the stars fading from my position where I lay. Give me some time, 'cause I need to feel revived. Give me a moment today. And the other's too vague, and
And I thought I saw you, but I couldn't make out the face. The rain was blinding, headlights in my eyes. And maybe the stars are fading, but it's none of my business if they given a moment today. I'm only
city train to spend some time on the road. Then one morning I woke up in LA, caught my breath on the coast. I've been going through a change. I might never be sure. I'm just walking in a haze.
Thank you. on a precipice. Like this old world chill.
walking through that summer night, the jukebox playing low. Yesterday everything was going too fast. Today it's moving too slow. I got no place left to turn. I got nothing left to burn. Don't know if I saw you, if I would kiss you or kill you, it probably wouldn't matter to you anyhow. You left me standing in the doorway crying. I got nothing to go back to now. The light in this place, making me sick in the head. All the laughter is just making me sad. The stars have turned cherry red. I'm strumming on my gay guitar, a cheap cigar. The ghost of our old love has not gone away. Don't look it like it will anytime soon. You left me standing in the doorway crying under the midnight.
But she just reminded me you were the one.
on the square. And even if the flesh falls off of my face, I know someone will be there to care. There's no words that need to be said. You left me standing in the doorway crying. Blues wrapped around my head.
Showed up to Heathrow today for the 2000th time. Got into my taxi and I learned Nikkei's son died. The news hit me like a bus into a hill. 'Cause once at the Key West Hotel, I met him and his son. They were standing across the hall. And I mentioned him how we both played Holtz Frey in 1997. I don't believe in God, but sometimes I hope there's heaven. The bad news hurt to you. It hurts to repeat. It's just sad news, and I'm sorry to even speak it. I was on my way home from Perth this past March. Virgin Airlines, row 23. And I watched 20,000 Days on her, and it inspired me. Very much me, and Nick Cave is very much he, but we're the same, and that we're both songbirds, and that we don't stop moving. We're like waves in the sea. I remember seeing Mike Tyson, Undisputed Truth. Spoke about the passenger's daughter exodus and how we joined the bereaved parents group. He knew when he arrived at her bed that he was not alone, because the parents of the other children embraced him and they cried together. And I remember when Danielle Steele lost her son at only 19 years old. to an overdose on heroin. And on his bedroom window still remains the sticker he put there, the Misfits. Every time I walk past her home on Washington Street, I look up and I glance at it. Chris and Brett's and Dennis and my ex-girlfriend Kate's mom and dad all became part of the family of bereaved parents. And when my father was young, I lost his older brother Lenny. Mom and Dad join the bereaved parents group. My dad looks down on the ground and gets quiet whenever I mention his name. When my little second cousin Carissa died, my mother called me. It had been so long since I heard that certain cry, not since the day she divorced my father. But they're friendly now, so with that story I'd rather not bother. But I flew out there and we gathered in the living room. We all shared stories of a person of whom different amounts of depth we knew. The coffee table was filled with prescription drugs. Chris's puppy laid at my feet, and I gave Chris's mom a hug. And she sat motionless, as if there was nowhere. She was in a world all her own, in that chair. She was the one who gave birth to Chris and raised her. All we could do for her was be there. It's been 2 years, and I know that for her, some days are better. But the loss of a child has to be the hardest thing to bear. The loss of a child is something no parent is prepared. The loss of a child is simply unfit. For all bereaved parents, I send you my love. Parents outlive their children, it's the cruelest cut. For all bereaved parents, I know that I don't know, but the pain has to be the worst nightmare blow. For all bereaved parents, I send you my love. For all bereaved parents, I send you my love. For all bereaved parents, send you my love. Robert Perry, so send you my love.
Send you my love.
For all bereaved parents, I send
you my love. For all bereaved parents,
I send you my love.
Send you my love.
For all bereaved parents, I send. Send you my love.
Send you my love.
For all bereaved parents, I send you my
love.
For all bereaved parents, I send you my love.
Spreading thin, seems you're trying not to desperate.